JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
The Don and Mike Show.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
Come on now.
He's a fag.
What is funnier than that, huh?
Gay.
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Isn't that right, Chris Hansen?
Hello, how are you doing? Can I tease and please your blank with my tongue and make you blank over and over?
Sure.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Yes, it is, Ann.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I know. Brett Favre, football sub. It's time for the Fantasy Football Week 12 recap.
Yes. Tell me about all the pretenders to the throne.
Here we go. This past week, Joe beat Bart 102-61.
Very strong week for Mr. Ardinger.
Mike beat Buzz 78-70.
Ouch. I eked one out on you, Buzz.
Very close.
Matt the Pollock beat Rob A 105-82.
Yeah!
Sorry, Rob.
And Hot as Balls would be my team. Beat John Norman 125-87.
You were in the money again.
So,
how many times have you been in the money?
I think three, four times. I don't know. Here are the standings now. In Mike's division, the Dumber division, Mike's in first place.
Thank you.
And has the best record in the league at 9-3.
Yep. Listen to that, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Strong.
Behind Mike, you have Matt the Pollock at 6-6.
Yeah, nobody can touch me.
John Norman, 6-6. And Bart at 3-9 in the Dumber division.
I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Yes, you are.
Joe Ardinger's in first place, 8-4. My team is 7-5. Buzz is 6-6. Yeah. And the Fuhrer is 3-9.
How do you like me now?
Thought you were going to run the table, Robbie.
Just like the Redskins, Mike.
Now, huge game tomorrow night. No S, Sherlock. Packers, Cowboys. My brother calls me up yesterday. As a matter of fact, I have him tell you this himself.
Oh, good. Jimmy is excited about football?
No.
Thought he only liked drag racing.
No, he doesn't give a rat's ass about football.
Right.
But he does live in Wisconsin.
Right.
And
it's Packer Mania.
He has a really, really...
Whoa.
Hey, what's happening, homo?
Hey, fag.
Hey. You know, we got to be careful that we call each other that, because Jimmy left me a voicemail on Xbox Live.
Oh.
And there were some people over, including children. And I showed them, I said, they wanted to look at the Xbox. This is over the holiday. And I said, oh, look, I got a voicemail from my brother and on the Xbox. And it comes through the TV and the speakers. And the first thing you hear is, hey, homo. Hey, fag. I'm on the headset right now. Where are you, homo?
Not around the children.
Anywho. Hey, JPS, when you play Halo or whatever game, do you want to give out your gamer tag so that the listeners can play you online?
Yeah, I just ordered a Halo 3, the special limited edition thing off eBay. Should be here in a couple of days.
Right on. What's your gamer tag? Was it Earthdog?
Earthdog 1. With
Earthdog
capital
1.
E.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of playmates now, Jimmy.
So, anywho, I was chatting with him.
I've been doing a lot of racing games like Dirt and MP3 or RP3, RPG3, MX versus ATV. I've been doing a lot of that, though.
You like the racing games?
Yeah.
Buddy, he's not a fan of sports.
Not really.
Not really. Not a big
motorsports or sports.
Not a big Madden fan. Not a big football fan in general. And I don't know, it was a couple of days ago, Jimmy, we were talking, and I mentioned this, as I do to my friends all the time, you know, and family. I just can't help it. It's like, God damn, do you believe the Packers are 10-1? Do you believe the Packers are 10-1? Jimmy was telling me, because he lives in Wisconsin, tell everybody about the deal with People and the NFL Network and about what's going on in Wisconsin, Jimmy, for tomorrow.
it's not going to be televised here except in downtown Milwaukee. So I guess with satellite dishes have been going, the sales of them have been going crazy this last week.
Because they're doing a blackout?
So, no.
Yeah.
It's the thing with the NFL Network, that the NFL Network, unless you have satellite on a lot of cable networks around the country.
They don't cover. They don't have the NFL Network.
They put it. It's there, mm-hmm. but it's in a more expensive tier.
The premium channels.
Yeah, meaning you'd have to buy every goddamn sports channel they have.
And they have that in high def now, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. So you'd have to buy every goddamn channel they have just to get the NFL Network. Now, imagine if you are a Packer fan in the state of Wisconsin who doesn't live around Milwaukee or Green Bay where the game will be offered over the air.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was telling me that when he was at Best Buy, whatever it was, Circuit City, they have no Dish Network dishes.
Right.
They have no DirecTV dishes. That people are going out and physically buying a dish and putting it up
just
for one game.
Well, that's the Packer mania all over the state right now. Are you getting on the bandwagon, Jimmy?
No. If our cable comes out of Milwaukee, we got that stupid Time Warner. And if we can get it, we'll get it. I might even watch it tomorrow night.
That's the biggie.
Yeah.
That's like the preview of the championship.
Yeah, just so I can talk smack to my brother when the Packers get beat.
Oh, so you're not pulling for the Packers.
He's never liked the Packers.
Why doesn't he like the Packers?
Because I like the Packers.
Who did you like growing up?
The Rams.
Why the Rams?
I have no idea. I used to like the Jets, too, didn't I?
Well, don't you base your Packer fandom on the fact that you were born and raised around there?
Yes, up there. I mean, I was the one that was sitting by the TV with my Uncle Jack.
Right.
And literally, he had tumbler after tumbler of bourbon as I would watch him either rejoice every Sunday or actually watch this man break down and cry.
Good man. That's a good fan.
Jimmy, that's true about Uncle Jack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was a diehard.
Uncle Jack Daniels. Uncle Jack Daniels, who always enjoyed the Packer game. Pour me another bourbon, please.
Yep. Yeah.
He was quite good, and you know what? As a matter of fact, I believe maybe the first time that I actually saw two female breasts totally just out there was Cindy. That was his daughter. I walked in a room.
Was it after a Packer victory?
Well, here's the deal. It must have been on a Packer Sunday.
Right.
Because I would go to my Uncle Jack's house to watch the games with him in Wisconsin because he was so into it. And he loved me because I was so into it.
Sure. Right.
And I remember one time I had to be maybe 10, just walking down the hall. How much older is Cindy than we are, Jimmy?
What's that about Cindy?
How much older is she than we are?
Oh, I don't know, 10 years.
Oh, yeah. 10 years, so they were real. Yeah, like, let's say you were 10.
We was growing up, she was a hottie.
Yeah, she's a piece of ass. And I remember opening the room and I'm going, oh, and she's like, oh, shut the door. Cause she knew.
But she really didn't care.
She knew I didn't mean anything by it.
I love that. Right. I love that. I have a cousin, Mary, that's about 10 years older than I am, and I stumbled into the room one time when the dressing was going on, and it was one of those deals where she said, oh, don't mind him. And I got a good 2 seconds.
It was last summer.
That was last summer.
What, Jimmy?
I actually thought you were going to say you saw Lola's breasts.
Did you ever see Lola, Auntie Lola's breasts?
No, but she made out with me, though.
Right. So, I was wondering if there was anything that you might have left out of that Christmas story.
No, as a matter of fact, Aunt Lola was rather, the late Aunt Lola was rather flat-chested, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was.
She was. She was hot.
Was Cindy hot?
Yes.
Cindy was hot.
Absolutely. I think one time maybe, Jimmy, were you at the pool? We were at some gigantic public pool, all of us together, and somebody dared me, and I went behind Cindy in the pool and untied the back of her top, and I remember it was perhaps the greatest moment because my retarded cousin Ron, who I've talked about before,
changed the oil, Ronnie.
Yeah, was standing up like, "Oh my god! Oh my god!"
It's the culture of breasts in America.
Oh, Cindy's breasts. Sweet cousin Cindy's breasts.
Cindy, what's Cindy doing now?
I think
she's living high off the hog, I guess.
Really? Really? What? Now, what is high off the hog in Wisconsin? That's what I'm curious about.
When Jack died, she got everything Jack owned and all that. She got quite a bit of money and all that, I guess. And after he died, she kind of like Don and I. We don't talk to the family.
Oh, okay. Oh, so she's not tracking with the family.
She was another one that was on that happy road that we were on.
Oh,
for a
very
while.
Good. Very good. Well, maybe she's somebody you guys could get in touch with sometime. How old would those breasts be now? They'd be approaching the gravity might be taking
goddamn,
a toll.
I'm 49. He's 47. She's got to be like
60.
65. Maybe 67.
Well,
68.
You know, in this modern age, some 65 year old breasts can look pretty good.
I don't know. They're probably pretty droopy.
wasn't she like legally blind at some point?
Oh dear, that means you really can look at.
Was it her or her husband?
He died too.
Well, now she's got even more money.
Well, that's going around, isn't it?
Yeah, he was a goofy thing too, though. He had made up a bunch of lies to get Cindy back, and then he went legally blind. Then he got his eyesight back, and
that's always worked for me.
He was a goofball.
Wow. I'll tell you, if I ever decide to go on any of these chat shows, mm-hmm. I got to get my brother together with all of the stories about our family. Even though, you know, Jimmy, you're not hip to this. You don't listen every day. I mentioned about when Dad died that I didn't cut him an a-hole on the air. I forgave him for everything going that went past. And that's kind of what it is now. The past is the past.
Yeah.
But still doesn't mean that we didn't have a crazy goddamn family.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy's reminding me now of stuff that's not even like torturous, like from bad experiences, just wacky ass.
Just strange stuff. Abnormal stuff.
Oh, abnormal.
Interesting.
And we will tell the Aunt Lola story around Christmas time.
Good.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, and it's the story, the only story you ever tell about your family that I believe still has, if you tell it right, it has the ability to turn the audience on.
The
a young boy's lust.
Uh-huh. The Crypt Notes version would be my aunt made out with me in a closet.
Right.
However, there's so much more to it.
It's a rich
there's
texture.
The fact that she was hot in a Judy Carn British looking way.
Uh-huh. Used to dress provocatively. You said
used to wear mini skirts all the time.
Right.
And Jimmy, I don't want to speak out of school here, but goddamn, who was she caught in bed with?
I don't know.
I thought you said the fire chief.
Fire guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That I remember every detail about Auntie Lola.
Yeah.
But I do remember that it was some scandal.
Caught in bed with the fire chief.
With the fire chief, and I guess the whole town.
Everybody knew.
The whole town was on fire.
Well, Don, did I ever tell you when I got in a fist fight with Jerry over Lola?
Is Jerry the slow cousin?
No,
that's Ronnie.
No, Jerry is one of the good guys. My uncle that went to Vietnam. The guy that was real into the Packers, and he is also, for goodness sakes, Jerry, Jerry is, his kids, I don't know, it's a mess. What were you going to say about him?
He got in a fist fight with him.
Fist fight, Aunt Lola.
Yeah.
Oh, he was her husband.
Oh.
That's what I was playing.
So why did you get in the fist fight with Jerry?
When I moved back here to Wisconsin in 82, you know, I was drinking pretty good, and Lola liked vodka. And I liked vodka, and I stopped over there, and Lola and I proceeded to get drunk. And
you've told me this, right? But yeah. Tell everybody, though.
Jerry came home from a meeting with his salesman. He was drunk. He thought I was over there hitting on Lola.
Mm-hmm.
So we got into a big fist fight.
Did you have any ulterior motives towards Aunt Lola?
Didn't cross your mind?
No, because she was real skinny. I don't, you know, she was beyond petite. She was too skinny.
Ah,
I thought she was hot.
This is when she was on her way out. You know,
And as I recall, maybe it was God right around the time that Uncle Jerry got back from Vietnam, and it's like that's what he got when he walked in the door. She's in there with the fire chief.
Well, that would make him sensitive. So anybody after that would have a cocktail, even a family member. Without Lola. Do you remember how she liked her vodka, Jimmy?
No, I don't. Okay. I think she liked it straight up.
Just on the rocks, huh?
Oh, Jimmy.
Sipping good.
You know what, Jimmy? Maybe after you get out of this life sometime, you and I will do a tour together, like of the Montel show, your lower tier talk shows.
Oh, I think you guys could do more than that. I think you could tour the stadiums. You know, you could go around with... probably like as an opening act to Larry the Cable Guy.
My brother and I do 700 Sundays. about the 700 worst Sundays with our family.
700, a two-man show. 700 Sundays.
I like it.
It would be wonderful. But you're not going to root for the Packers.
I'm not going to root for either one of them, actually.
Well, come on. Why would it kill you to root for the Packers? It makes me happy.
It's your home state, Jimmy.
It makes me happy.
The quarterback for the Cowboys is from, he grew up in a town 10 miles away from here. Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Tony Romo was a Wisconsinite?
Oh, did I? Yeah. And my brother has said that to me like five times.
Was he a Badger? Was he a Wisconsin Badger?
I don't know if he was or not.
I don't think he went to the University of Wisconsin. He's originally from Wisconsin.
The right? Badgers.
Yeah, go back. Yeah.
Everybody around here has been saying that he's a traitor for not staying in Wisconsin.
Oh. Jimmy, how can you not?
This game tomorrow is all anybody's talking about.
How can you
here.
Not get caught up in this, for goodness sakes? I'm your brother. I love the Packers. I've loved the Packers my whole goddamn life. Can you remember a time growing up when I did not love the Green Bay Packers?
No.
Did I ever turn my back on them, even when they sucked?
No.
Then please join me and root for the Packers.
Okay.
Is it going to be in Green Bay or in Dallas?
It's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas, and they've got that short week, but they've been in Dallas the whole time.
It's in Dallas. Come on, Green Bay.
Come on, Pack.
He doesn't care.
Go, Pack, go.
How's your driver doing? Here's something he cares about. How's your driver doing this year?
He lost.
Not well.
I think he came in like third, didn't he?
Isn't Jeff Gordon your driver?
Yeah. The rainbow car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did he came in second or third, wasn't it?
I'm not sure. I'm not paying attention to that.
We were
How's deer hunting doing?
Deer hunting's over.
Already? Oh.
Wow.
What is the latest craze for you? Do you have a remote controlled helicopter, boat, car, something?
No, just my rocks.
That's right. Remember, he gave us the rocks when he was here.
Just polished rocks.
Yeah. I still have the rocks that you gave me.
Oh, good.
I've got the polished rocks right here. So that's still the hobby du jour.
That's how much those rocks meant to Mike. That he's left them sitting here in the console for the last year.
I know. Well, I like to keep them by. They're my lucky rocks. They're my very lucky rocks. I keep them handy.
All right. Well, listen, we got to fly homo. I thought it was interesting that people in Wisconsin are not just saying to the, and part of it is they're saying F you to the cable company. That they're saying, rather than say to the cable company,
right,
okay, we'll pay the extra $1.99 a month for the NFL Network.
We'll go out and we'll spend the money that it costs to get a dish and put the dish together and then subscribe to their service because we don't want to pay that extra $2.95 a month for cable.
That's
for the premium NFL Network, there's not a chance. I say, screw you, honey. We're going down to the Walmart. We're going to get that cable system. It's not cable. It's satellite. Uh-huh. How much does that cost? $99. So, okay, hook it right up.
So you was with the little guy, huh?
Yeah. Is that helpful to you?
Yeah.
Go Bears. he was a funny-looking little guy.
Fargo, but really kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Same accent.
All right. Talk to you later, then.
All right.
Parting words of wisdom from, according to Jim. Do you have any words for us to live on, to learn on, to love on?
Live by.
Stay warm. It's cold out here now.
Stay warm.
I'll pay attention to that.
All right.
Caught me off guard.
And you
haven't asked me that for 2 or 3 years.
And the thing on an Xbox Live is Earthdog 1. That's my brother's gamer tag.
Capital E.
All right, homo. Love you.
All right, dude.
All right. Bye, fag.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See, he was sensitive to what you said about putting those epithets on the internet. He didn't even say goodbye, fag, to you. Oh, yeah. He didn't do that.
Already cleaned up his
house. I say he roots for the Packers.
He's a funny guy.
If he's going to watch the game, he's going to root for the Packers.
He won't watch the game. He doesn't. He's like Buzz in that regard. He really does not care for sports.
Yeah. At all, in any way, shape, unless, of course, it doesn't even sound like his heart's not in it when we talk about motorsports anymore either.
Nope, he enjoys only one sport. That would be the sport of kings, the sport of killing.
And polishing rocks. Uh-huh. He's polishing his rocks, a process that Rob Spiewak's going to have in the not-too-distant future. Well, they're shaving. I'm sorry. Shaving. Same thing.
You know, Janet told me that she was going to give you something. I have to bring something for you to use in real life. It's something that after you shave your balls and have your vasectomy, when the hair is growing back,
apparently
It's when the stubble is going to, like, kill you.
Oh.
There is something that she's got, some device that she's bought for you that you're supposed to use that not only, like, massages, but gently cuts the hairs.
I may never come to work again.
Well, that sounds like a product that's maybe designed to keep the area smooth. When I know that he's going to want to grow his full head of hair back after that process, unless you decide that you like it, and you know, in the great Peter North tradition.
But Janet was telling me that for the first couple of what are they going to make you shave more than one time?
No, no.
Or I guess as it's growing back, this lessens the redness, the irritation.
Sounds fantastic. It's so nice to be thought of.
It's probably a salve or a balm or a lotion of some kind.
Keep in mind, I don't have to shave the main part.
You just have to shave
the bag
down there.
She's going to bake it in a loaf of friendship bread.
Now, that'll be great. My friendship balls.
And then you can just rub the friendship bread all over your balls.
Mm. You know, I think really when you're doing that, though, perhaps go all the way with it, make a little design.
I'm going to shave
the triangle.
I'm going to shave the word hello into it to please the doctor.
The doctor.
I'll say, here's a little something for you, sawbones.
And as we found out earlier, of course, they will tape you up.
Yes.
They will tape the little fella to the tummy.
And I want them to use two or three rolls of tape. I don't want any mistakes.
Do you think that's going to look like, I know we're talking a lot about movies today, when Pee Wee Herman stands in front of his mirror and takes that tape and puts it all over his mouth?
I sure hope it's taped like that and not duct tape.
My doctor didn't mention anything about taping, so maybe it could vary from shop to shop.
Good morning, Mr. T.
I heard that Pee Wee Herman was actually going to make another one, make another Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Oh.
He's actually going to go back in and do that. He's actually making another Pee Wee movie. Yeah.
The guy was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. But he's older now and he's heavier.
Yeah, but see, that would make me want to see it even more.
Too.
And I think we've forgotten, well, we really haven't, but we've forgiven the popcorn incident now.
Sure.
You know, we've moved past that.
He was just making some popcorn.
You know what that is now? That's tame.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. That's mellow.
Now, in the year 2007,
it's nothing.
Some kid star that goes into an adult theater and cuts a hole in the bottom of his popcorn, not bothering anybody but himself.
Just a precocious youngster.
They don't even have adult theaters anymore.
No, they don't, unfortunately.
No, I was down in Richmond, and they shut down the Lee. Isn't
you know, that
sad?
Was a better way, seriously, and the Shirley Duke that they used to have around here. Do you remember the Shirley Duke?
I do, but I'm sad to hear about the Lee.
The Lee has been shut down, Don. The Lee on West Broad Street.
They also don't have, my hometown does not have the Manchester Twin anymore. And the Manchester Twin was somewhere where you would go, you know, with a bunch of guys. I'm not gay, but I would go with a bunch of guys, and we would, on an afternoon, we'd get out of school early, and we would go to the Manchester Twin.
Go check out the Manchester Twins.
And you would see the guys in there that were all by themselves, the older guys. And that was the only way that you could experience that. That was long before Super TV.
Mike's after school special.
It was fun. I enjoyed it that way. And it was more of a challenge, too, more satisfying.
Right.
But you could not really... Yeah, when you're with a group of guys, you couldn't really get the satisfaction
out
of it.
All the crap I've done, that's something I've never done, is gone to a porno in a theater.
Do you know, when I was growing up in our area of the world, in the Connecticut Valley up there, where the tobacco fields were, they had a drive-in movie theater. And I was playing hockey at like 13 years old, and we had midget hockey players that were in the back of the car, like four or five of us in the station wagon. You know,
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
And we're
I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
We're being driven by my mom and dad past the Portland drive-in. Mm-hmm. And it was late after a hockey game, and there were pine trees like every 10 yards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there were enough separation in the pine trees where you could see. And we drove by in the back of the station wagon. There was a porno going.
Hey.
They had porno in drive-ins, and we went bananas. Sure. I thought my father was going to kill us.
Mother? Mother?
Mother, what's going on? And we were just saying,
leave Britney Spears alone.
Oh, sorry. My dad's trying to drive. He's trying to drive the car, and he's saying, he said, what are you looking at back there? What are you looking at? He's like, oh, Bill, don't worry about it. Look, what are you looking at back there? And we're going, oh, my God, I just saw a boob. I saw a boob, and we've got our hockey uniforms on. Uh-huh. This is Little League hockey. You know,
and
where
you began to embrace each other.
It was amazing. The Portland drive-in, the Berlin drive-in, both had porno movies. I remember it like it was yesterday.
I went to the Berlin drive-in. There was no porn, but that was a different Berlin.
Berlin, Connecticut, Rob.
Oh, okay.
A place you'd feel right at home.
They put it on the wall. They would project
don't
it on the wall.
Don't they just show propaganda films at your drive-in?
We saw, what did we see? We saw Triumph of the Will. It was wonderful.
Leni Riefenstahl.
Yeah, she's a great lady. I'm having her out to the house for Christmas.
That's great. Do they show those movies to documentary film classes at Our Lady of Nazi Useless Information?
Our Nazi Lady of
All
Useless
right,
Information
whatever. You
University.
Call it your name, I'll call it mine.
Thank you, Dean Fuhrer. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.